1039 LI News Radio. News Radio. Your station for local news and information.
All right, we're back at 7:38. You know, we report on a lot of negativity out there, unfortunately, in the news these days. But there are always some positives, and certainly a positive to come of what's happening on the East End. As far as the NYPD detective Brian Simonson will be laid to rest today. Jennifer Harrison owns the Scenic Creek Restaurant and doing some pretty good things from what I heard. And we wanted to kind of highlight her and invite her on the program. And we welcome Jennifer, who has certainly organized a lot of food and refreshments for the hundreds of police officers and family members over at the church in Hampton Bays yesterday. Jennifer, nice enough to join us. And we say a very good morning to you, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning to you, too. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I heard of the story. I wanted to get you on, and I wanted to thank you publicly for the fine work that you have organized. And if you can just tell the audience a little bit about that. I know a lot of refreshments and food, and you got a lot of people out in the East End the last couple of days. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you. I wanted to publicly acknowledge the many people that have contributed and made this a very easy and simple task for me by contributing. And I posted something on Facebook, and many, many people, restaurants and individuals, reached out to me immediately offering assistance. Foster 78 in Hampton Bays, Hurricane Wings in Manorville, Buckley's in Santa Mariches, Atlantic Seafood in Santa Mariches, Diggers in Riverhead, Starbucks in Hampton Bays, Porter's in Bellport, Carlos Pizzeria in Manorville, Riverwalk Bar and Grill in Riverhead, Signature Bagels in Riverhead, Brothers Four Pizza in Santa Mariches, Herbie's Crumb Cake, Dairy Queen in Medford sent over beautifully decorated ice cream cakes, Alitalia Pizzeria in Santa Mariches, Mercedes Meat Market in Mastic Beach, Helping Makes You Happy, and Keith Caputo donated Heroes and Salads, and a private individual, Jessica Caracappa, purchased, again, individually, Heroes and Salad packages, and Ellen Frenny and Pete Frenny donated cases of water.
Wow, that is unbelievable. What an outpouring of fine folks out there. And, you know, that's what we do here on the island. You know, we kind of get together and all for a cause. I mean, that's just an incredible list there, Jennifer.
Yes, it is. And I just hope that it brings some type of comfort to, you know, the wife and the mother and the family of the fallen officer, as well as our other police officers that are grieving today and go out every day risking their lives to keep people safe and you know, respond during the worst time. You know, so this is the worst time of their lives, and we're there for them.
Amen. Jennifer Harrison with us. Jennifer, give us a little bit about your own restaurant, the Scenic Creek. Where are we at with that?
We are in Santa Mariches. We are located in a marina, so this is kind of our off-season, which makes it easier for me to do these types of things. We have a tiki bar, which is really fun in the summer, but we are open year-round, 7 days a week, and we have bingo coming up tonight with Ariel Sinclair, which is a lot of fun. We have trivia next week. We have poker on Sundays, so we do a lot of fun things.
That's great stuff. Jennifer Harrison, owner of the Scenic Creek Restaurant in Santa Mariches, and really leading the way for many a place, all contributing. It's been tough times out there for the family of the fallen detective, Brian Simonson, by the way, who will be laid to rest today in Jamesport. And fine work. Can't thank you enough. Tremendous work. And good deeds always come with, you know, with notoriety, that's for sure, at least from us. So we thank you for that.
Thank you again for allowing me to publicly thank everyone that participated.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that.